Let's pray. Let's ask God's blessing on this night.
Yes.
Father, we come to you. We thank you, Lord, for this night. Though it may be stormy on the outside, Lord, we pray, first of all, for those that may be affected by this weather. Pray for those that are being evacuated, those that are going through situations of maybe even damage to their homes or to their property. We pray for them in Jesus' name, and we also intercede, and we thank you, Lord, for protecting each and every one of these congregation members. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings tonight. We come to receive your word. We're learning, we're growing, we're learning of you, and as we learn of you, we find out more of what we're supposed to be like, because we are built and we were created in the image of God. And so, God, as we find out more about you, we find out more about ourselves and who we should be. We thank you, Lord, for that. Teach us, lead us, guide us, bring us into all truth. I cancel the assignment of the enemy. Though he comes immediately to steal the word, that assignment, I cancel it again tonight. You can't come here and do that. These proceedings are off limits to you, Satan, and you and all your demons. And we come against the enemy in Jesus' name. This word will go into good ground, bring forth great fruit in abundance. In Jesus' name, I declare it, I decree it, I call it done in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.
Let's give the Lord one more big shout.
Praise God.
Praise God. Thank you,
Praise
Jesus.
Praise God.
All right, go ahead and be seated.
All right, seated you may be, please.
Yep.
You'll go
Open
to Romans
your
chapter
Bible
1.
To Book of Romans, chapter number 1.
I believe, where did we leave? I think it was the 13th verse. Well, if it wasn't, that's where I want to pick it up, if we can tonight, the 13th verse of chapter 1. We want to make some progress here tonight, but we're going to have to deviate because there's some things that have to do with, like I said, the organization of the church and the operation of the church that we want to be able to teach tonight to make sure we clarify so that you can be able to be knowledgeable about the things that God has in his body. This is called the body of Christ. Now, this is a church. The church is not an organization. It's an organism. It's a living organism, okay? We're living, breathing. The church is not the building. The church is not the building. The church building is the church building. You are the church. You are the church.
I like to say it's God's house, though.
That's right.
He said, of all things, my house shall be called a house of prayer.
So we definitely want to make sure that prayer is part of
that. Thank God got a house.
Amen. Mm-hmm. He's got his house. And, you know, maybe people don't feel like it's right, but this way we do it. We don't have anybody living in this house but God. You know, the pastor and his wife don't have a bedroom upstairs, and his kids and grandkids, and you know, this is God's house. So we come here for the business of God, all right?
Amen.
So let's look at verse number 13, if we'll pick that up. Do we have a reader for tonight? We do. Okay, we'll go ahead and get started with that. This is Romans. We're studying the book of Romans. We're going to come across some terms that I want to be able to make sure we understand and clarify, and some things cultural that sometimes we don't even know about in the Bible as we study this book of Romans. Let's continue. All right, verse 13.
Now, I do not want you to be unaware.
Okay.
Brother.
I want to say it the way it says it in the King James Version, because this is the way we talk, even though the New King James Version is supposed to be more contemporary. Now, I would not have you ignorant. See, that. What are you doing? You trying to call me ignorant? Well, people are ignorant of the word.
Right.
And you need to understand that. I don't care how much PhD degrees they have and all these other ABC degrees and BBC and CCC. And, man, you know, to learn this, you got to have God help you. That's why we have the fivefold ministry gifts, the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. They are to rightly divide the word of faith or the word of truth to you. But now you also have the ultimate teacher who actually teaches those teachers. And that is the Holy Spirit. He teaches us.
And he's called a teacher.
That's
right. A comforter, a teacher.
That's right.
You know, the helper.
A paracletus, yeah. Or like an attorney that is and, walking beside you.
And that's what you should do before you read your Bible. You should ask the Holy Spirit to help you to you know, to make known to you, ask God, make known to you the mystery of the gospel.
Right. What is the word saying, God? Mm-hmm. Tell
Speak
me, what,
to
it,
me.
What you're saying
Speak to
me with
Lord.
This word.
Sometimes we just start reading the Bible and we haven't even asked God to be a part of that time with the Lord. And so you want God to speak to you. And so yes. I encourage you to do that.
It is not a history book, but it has history in it. See, some people will read it like in college and that kind of thing, and, you know, religion classes, that kind of thing. And they'll read it as a history book of the history of religion or whatever. And it does give a lot of that. By the way, I'm inviting you. We'll start this Sunday with signups for ministry training courses that will begin in January, run the entire month of January. On Thursday evenings, you're going to get a deeper training at MTS.
Yes, and music people, they're probably saying, Thursday night?
Yeah, we're going to move you.
So don't worry, we're going to, we'll be talking to your leaders, and so right. you'll get the information.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, so, but the ministry training class courses will include one on church history. It's going to be very good. Now, there's a total of, and let me just explain a little bit of this. There's a total of, I believe, 5 to 6 classes. Five classes. You get to pick two. You pick two, you know, sort of like when you go to, never mind. Anyhow, you get to pick two. You pick two of those classes. One starts at 7:15 or so, runs till close to 8 o'clock. You have 5 minutes to get to the next class. All these are held in this building. And then you pick the second class. You get to go to that second class. And there's 5 to pick from. You have to register for these classes beforehand. It doesn't. We don't charge for this, but we ask you to give an offering, okay? But this is college-level training, taking you further than even the Bible study goes, okay? So you'll get a lot of information. I mentioned that because this history class is going to be part of it. We don't tell you who's teaching what classes. Some of you will figure it out anyhow. But we don't tell you who's teaching which classes because we don't want you to run after Paul or Apollos or Cephas, you know, and have your favorite teachers, and that's the only one you go to. We want you to get to the courses, not just to the teachers, because the anointing is actually doing the teaching, okay? Yeah. MTS, Ministry Training School. It happens right here at PCC. We've not had it for a while, but we had it for many years, and then we stopped it during COVID and during the fog and all this other stuff. But we're back, okay? Now, it says, now, I would not have you ignorant. It is not good for you to be ignorant of the Word of God. Habakkuk 2:2. Let's go there. Okay, Habakkuk. Okay, it's if you can't find it, you can look it up in your table of contents or whatever. Habakkuk, he's a minor prophet, and they're called minor prophets simply because their books are smaller, not because of what they said was less important. So in Habakkuk 2:2, it says, "And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain that they may run that read it." God wants you to run with the vision that God has in his word. Now, if you're ignorant of that word, you're not going to be able to do that. There's another scripture that we'll look at. Also, you have to be running with somebody's vision. Now, listen to me. When you go to work at that company, when you went to work at that company, they had some kind of orientation so that you could be able to know how to operate in that company's culture.
It has running with that vision.
Right.
If they're working there,
you are fulfilling that vision. How many work for a company? Somebody owns the company, or shareholders own the company. Put your hand up if you don't work for a company. Okay. Is there anybody that's working that does not work for a company? How many work for the government? Some of you may. That's another company, but it's just a nonprofit government. It's nonprofit, and even if you work for a church, you're working for a corporation. It's got to be incorporated if it's going to operate correctly in the state of Washington and the United States of America. It's just a nonprofit corporation, meaning that no one gets to take the profit out if there is any. It's plowed back into the vision or the mission that it's called to. Our vision, our mission here is to preach and teach the Word of God and bring the excellence and integrity through the Word to the people.
Really, the money that comes in a ministry, it's not like a corporation. They're not trying to get a profit, financial profit.
To divide just it up at the end of the year.
Yeah,
or whatever,
so the money that comes in, it all just goes out for ministry work.
That's right.
Yeah.
So
everything is ministry.
A good, successful ministry is not sitting on millions and millions of dollars and doing nothing with it. A good, successful ministry is actually putting that money into the needs of people that need food, clothes, need to be, have the gospel preached to them, need to be able to hear the gospel, take care of the operation of the corporation to keep it expand, paying for the staff that has to be able to do all those things. That's what that money is for. It is not for sitting there and just, you know, like a corporation wants to bank as much as they can and then split the profits with all those that own it. There are no owners of churches besides Jesus. He said, upon this rock I will build my church. This is Jesus' church. It is not my church.
We're just stewards.
Even though he used me to found it.
Yeah, but you're responsible for stewardship.
I have a fiduciary responsibility also through the IRS to this corporation to make sure that I ain't messing up the money. Because you can go to J-A-I-L, messing up the money.
Not only that, yeah.
Yeah, no, but you also you feel like you're an H-E-L-L if you mess up the money.
But that's true, but also you're responsible, according to
you
the Word of God,
people.
To be an example to the flock of God.
And
so
you pointed that
pastors
out.
Pastors should be that in their community and in front of their congregation,
right.
too.
Not but they're people
perfect.
Still, and they make mistakes, too.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
They're not trying to, I'm afraid they're not. Anyhow, so it's sort of like the Bible says that we fall into temptations, James chapter 1. I say sometimes people fall and sometimes they jump. You didn't fall into nothing. You didn't even trip. You jumped into that sin. Whoo! Here I go. You didn't fall into that temptation. Now,
you know what?
You can be picked up.
As you get more, you're closer to God and you're growing in things of God, the things that used to trip you up, they shouldn't trip you up. I mean, you do grow. You get to the point where you're not living a sinful life. You're not a sinner anymore. So you may miss the mark, of course. You know, maybe you got angry at somebody or something. I mean, you know, that's sin too.
Uh-huh.
And so, but as we grow from glory to glory, hopefully we're getting closer to the Lord and we're getting further away from sin, the life of sin, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, we'll never be perfect, but sometimes when people say that, sometimes it is an excuse to not strive for perfection and the things of God.
I
and
hate
so
to say it, really.
We're here to please God, and so as long as we're pleasing the Lord and doing the things we need, and I'm talking about all of us, as long as we're pleasing the Lord, doing the things we should do, then we'll be okay. We don't have to be so sin conscious, you know, where we're just sin, oh, you know, it's just so tough to live this thing, oh, you know. No, after a while, you get closer to the Lord. You want to really please the Lord above all else.
Yeah,
then that will help you to, you know, get rid of some of the things that are not, that are weights, as the Bible calls them. Sins and weights that easily, you know, cause
beset
us to, yeah, but what's that word mean? To set you back, you know.
Set you backwards.
So,
hold you back.
Yeah, or hold you back.
Okay.
This
is important because if you are involved with anybody's vision, okay, I ask you if you work for a company, you should be running with their vision. If they hired you, you agreed to work there, you shouldn't be walking slowly. You should be running. Don't work there. See, you don't have to work there. Nobody goes to work unless they're working, dealing drugs or something, where somebody holds a gun to their head. You know, the drug dealer may do that to the other druggies. The mules, get this load over here to the east side of Tacoma. I'm gonna blow your brains out. But you're not going to work doing that. See, we should, whatever vision you get involved with, this is why you should be picky and choosy about what visions you get involved with. You should be running with that vision. So don't just go to work for anybody just for the money. Pray. And don't just move out of your city just because you got a better offer. Don't do that. You should pick your city by the church you go to. And the obedience to God in that city. See, because I had offers. I had got offers to go to New York. They wanted to be, was it WWRL? I can't remember. I think it was. Then down in Houston. But I knew in my heart there was something, and I wasn't called to the ministry yet. Well, I was called, but I wasn't called a pastor. I just was running from it because I was in secular broadcasting. But see, when you're working, I want to talk about you. When you're working, you need to put your all into what you do. Now, if you're going to do that for a company that's going to dissolve by the time Jesus comes, shouldn't we certainly do that for the kingdom? So even if you work for the United States government, you have a second job. Your most priority job is your job in the kingdom. And see, like right this time of the year, we got so much stuff going on at this church. We got so many meetings going on, so many different trainings, so many different things, rehearsals. Blah, 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 blah. I don't apologize. You're supposed to run with the vision. We're supposed to be running. We ain't supposed to be walking. If you walk, everybody got to slow down so we don't leave you. So if God drew you to this company, you're going to have to run. You're going to run. Because I'm not going to slow down. Now, I did slow down, but I didn't want to slow down. They made me slow down. They put something in me and made me slow down. But see, you have to get this mindset. There's a certain culture, the world uses that word, a culture about different companies. And the kingdom of God should have its own culture more than anywhere else, because we deal with the whole life. And so that kingdom culture, I did a series when we was in over on another location. We had a second location here in Tacoma. And I did a series called Kingdom Culture. That culture should dictate how you live. And I'm talking about running. Run because you've received, you just read it and run. You read it and run. And you read it and run. And you and with all the texts and emails that we send out now, you should be running. Your legs should be so tired. I'm going to share about that yesterday. Talking about running, well, I've received, I got back my iPad.
All the musicians know what he's talking about.
All the musicians know what I'm talking about.
Well, we're going to let you in on this one.
I went to visit one of our congregation members at the University of Washington Hospital in North Seattle, okay? Before I go in, I always wash my hands. So I went into the restroom, washed my hands. And then I proceeded to meet Mrs. Shorter, who washed her hands, and we headed upstairs, put our gloves on, our mask on, and went upstairs, okay? I went there, ministered, had a great time laughing with a congregation member, playing music and all this kind of stuff. Came back down, washed my hands because I've been up there and there's disease, so I washed my hands again, went into the restroom just to wash my hands. She washed her hands. We got in our car and took off and went to other places we had to go. First time I went into the bathroom, that's when I think I put my Bible case or my business case. I have a business case and a Bible case. It was my business case with my iPad on the counter in the bathroom. I freaked out because I got so much stuff in this thing. It would take me days to put it back in there. Some of
that
it I can't
Monday.
Be replaced. That's Monday. So we went and we contacted the hospital security, the nurse's office, all this kind of stuff. But I have an app. Most of you have it. Now, I'm still talking about running with the vision, okay? You have an app on your phone where you can be able to find my phone or find my device. Well, it was showing that iPad was still at that hospital. Security went into the bathroom, went up to the room where we visited our congregation member. Wasn't there. Somebody was still in the hospital, but had not turned it in. So we left it alone. It then moved. It started moving. And we watched it move. And it moved all the way down to close to SeaTac Airport. And it went to a house. And we said, I said, Kathy, it was midnight now. Kathy, she was asleep.
Monday.
On Monday. She was asleep. Kathy, get up. Let's go. let's go down here and get my iPad. It says somebody's house. She said, Don, I'm going to sleep. We can't do that right now. Call the cops. Called everybody. 911 knows me. Seattle, King County, Pierce County. 911, you call them and ask them who Don Shorter is. They will tell you, that's the pastor that lost the iPad. I talked to them about 21, maybe 25 times. I had to call them again and again and again and again and again. And so they said, listen.
Finally got a case number
You can't give me a case number right now. You have to wait till 7 o'clock in the morning. So I'm sitting there looking at the ceiling all night long on Monday night into Tuesday morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, 7:01, I'm on the phone. Give me a case number because they won't let me go get my phone with the police unless I got a case number. So I finally got a case number. We jumped in the car. We said, we're going to find this thing because now it starts moving at 7 o'clock in the morning. It's no longer a sheet track. Now, I'm talking about running with the vision. So we get in the car. We gas it up.
Now, this is yesterday.
We start at 7:30, 7:45. We're on the road. Bam. We're going through the Seattle traffic during drive time. We headed to SeaTac, but it starts moving on me. It's moving, and it's going now, and it goes up by that hospital.
So we go to the places that is saying that his iPad is at.
All these
but
places.
But as soon as we get there, then
it's gone.
This person has took this iPad somewhere else. So this person was taking this iPad different places, and so we would get there, by the time we get there,
because there's a little delay, I believe, on your ping.
So this person
your ping is delayed
our
a little bit.
iPad the whole time yesterday.
Running with the vision. Got to preach tonight. I need my stuff.
We're saying okay.
So
because we just thought it was a thief.
We kept
trying to go from place to place to try to sell it, right?
Yeah. So we're talking bad about this dude. We're just talking. He's selling it. He's trying to sell it. He's taking it from place to place. He probably got an app on there where every time we get close by, he just zips away. That's what it is. We know it's the devil. And we're coming against the devil. Devil, and every time. I mean, we went to Harborview. We went to SeaTac Airport.
We don't know the motivation, but we think maybe it was okay. But.
We went everywhere. She now knows, like I knew already, Seattle, because I grew up shooting television all over Seattle. She knows Seattle now.
See, there's a it's called standby to keep the peace. Okay.
But where the thing is, have you stand by two blocks away while they go and knock and talk.
But you have to be in that area
to identify the item.
You have to be in that area in order for you to call the police to get this standby to
after
keep
you
the
get
peace.
your case number.
But
first.
The thing is that we couldn't get that because every time we would get in that area, that the person who had Pastor's iPad
University of Washington
would move. So they wasn't
they
there long
us.
Enough.
We waited
for
an
us
hour
to
and a half
a,
at University of Washington.
Yeah. They wasn't there long enough to you guys understand, you follow me? They wasn't there in one place long enough for us to call the police. So I told Pastor Short, we went everywhere, Kent, following our iPad, right? And I told Pastor Short, I said, okay, because we have to get back to Tacoma because he had a musician rehearsal and stuff. I said, what we're going to have to do, he was late. So what we're going to have to do, we're going to have to wait for this person because I know one thing. All this running around that they are doing is making me tired. So I know they're tired. If I'm tired, I know they're tired. So they're going to have to go to their house and they're going to have to go to bed sooner
Same
or later.
Same place.
So we're going to just go
yes.
and we're just going to go and do the other stuff we need to do. The
and
remaining
about
the
time
of the day.
I got here for rehearsal, he got back to that same address he was at the night before.
He finally went home. In other words,
he finally went back
to that house.
So we left that rehearsal last night.
Yeah, because you're
tracking.
I told
y'all, I'm getting my.
Well, when you track, when your phone is tracking, it gives you where those locations, where they're at. So we knew where every, all the
and
places.
And I took a picture.
And we knew the house that this person lived because on Monday night we took a picture of it because our iPad was there and we took a picture of it. And so, so on yesterday, then we said, okay, we know he's going to have to go to sleep. We just felt like it was a heat. We knew he had to go to sleep. So we just did what we had to do. We came back here. And then after rehearsal, we shot right back up to 8:30 because it showed on pastor's phone that this person has been at this one location, which was his house, for about 40 minutes, which was the longest time
he's ever been
in one place. Because every place he would go, he'll spend like 8 minutes or, you know, 5 minutes.
And we're just booking cross town.
Trying to get there, and he's gone. So anyway, so this is the longest time, so we know for sure he's at home now.
So vision now we're was gonna to get my iPad. That was the vision. I'm going to get my
and
iPad.
And we said, we're
going to. Because I got to teach y'all out of this thing.
We said, we're going to get this iPad.
I know I could have backed it up and all that stuff, but I didn't know where I was on that.
And we said, we're going to get this iPad tonight.
That's right. We just agreed on it. High five. Yes, come against the devil.
But we're running around. We're saying, Lord, what are you trying to teach us on this running around? And I think that's what you're trying to tie together. We were running around with a vision
of
getting our iPad. We were so determined.
But we're going to make sure we minister here because that's the vision. Okay.
So we went back up there, and sure enough, this person was in this house for like 40 minutes. So we said, okay, we got him now. And so we called the police. And they said, okay. So we said, we need this standby for the peace type of thing. So they said, okay, we'll get 2 blocks away. And we was just praying, Lord, don't let this person leave this house. Just let this person stay. But it was God that it was a house.
Yeah, I know.
Because they said if it was an apartment, there's no way they can know where that person, which unit that person was in. So it was a blessing. It was in a house. It was a house. And so anyway,
the police lady went to the house.
No, yeah, so we had to stay 2 blocks away. So it was like a villa, like an apartment. So we stayed there. And then the police, it was a woman.
Running with the vision.
The police had to come to us first. And she said, well, do you want to press charges? We said, no, we just want the iPad. She said, well, good, because I can use that as a leverage to let them know, hey, you know, they don't want to press charges. They want is their iPad back. That's all they want, okay? And so she said, how do you guys know it's a he? We said, we don't know it's a he, but, you know, we believe it is because women don't usually do things like this. And she was a female policewoman.
Sheriff.
And she goes, she was a young one. She was young. She was about Danae's age, you know, in her 40s. And she go, you know.
Because
when we say women don't do stuff, she said, So anyway,
she's working around the airport, SeaTac, all the stuff that goes on there, all the drugging.
And so she said, okay. She said, so I'm going to go to the house by herself, too. I said, this is a bold woman here. And so anyway, she went to the house. So we're sitting there 2 blocks away, and we're getting our iPad back. And sure enough, here she comes back. And then she's taking her little time in the car, right, her police car. And she reaches over. I said, okay, she must have it. We were right on. What about that iPad being there? Sure enough, she come out with all your stuff, your iPad and everything.
All my stuff.
And come to find out, this is the alibi of this person. Come to find, he said, he's a taxi driver. I said, now that makes sense. That's why he's here for 5 minutes.
We couldn't catch him because he would pick up the next fare, and he's gone.
He's all over town.
We thought he was trying to sell it everywhere he went.
And so he said that he was He said he kept it, and he tried to call. I don't know if we ever checked to see if that was true, but he tried to call the number
I had to apologize about some of the stuff I said about him and the devil.
No, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't.
I mean, I said some bad stuff about him and the devil. I put him with the devil real bad.
Then he said, well, I was going to return it. You know, I was going to return it on Wednesday if I didn't get a hold of them. And I said, and it was so funny because when we got home, I said, Don, I said, you know, we're not going to worry about it. We got the iPad. That's all we want. I said, but why would he remove your iPad and not just turn it over to the security at the hospital?
Was right there in the lobby.
I would advise you guys, if somebody leaves something, just turn it over to security of that building
management
or someone trustworthy, because it was really, he had us running with the vision.
That's right. We were determined, though. But see, this is how we should be with the things of God. Nothing should stop you.
Yeah.
We decided, you know, and it ain't
nothing
just,
was going to stop us.
We decided, we made a decision probably about 9:30 in the morning, because this was getting hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, we were like Keystone Cops.
Yeah, this was 9:30 at night. We're parked two blocks away waiting
for I feel like Columbo. But anyhow, it was pretty bad. I'm telling you, it was really pretty bad. And so I'm just saying, whatever the devil tried to put in front of you, you got to run and still keep going. Write the vision, make it plain, so we can, on tables, that we may run those that read it. Now, go with me to to Hosea 4:6, because we're talking about, thank God that I got it back, because, you know, I got a lot of stuff on here. And there's some stuff that, that's old, that I don't even know if I could find it again.
Yeah.
Anyhow, and it's not all transferred over. Okay, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. See, because sometimes we don't know the word, and that's why we get destroyed. That's why we get beat up. That's why we get challenged. That's why we lose things. And so we don't know. And this is the reason why we do need to know. Now, I talked about history, that we're going to be learning the history of what happened in the church. That's important for you to know too, because ain't no sense in repeating what we saw other people get defeated doing.
And there's another scripture says, it says here, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Then there's another scripture says, my people are brought into captivity because of lack of knowledge. So it's like going into prison.
Right.
Because when we have a lack of knowledge of the word and lack of knowledge
of
how to operate in this world.
This is the reason why you come. You don't come here to get brownie buttons or get the pastor. The pastor saw me tonight. Whoopee-doo. You're coming here because you need knowledge on how to be able to live this life successfully. And it's crazy. It's a crazy world. And so we learn through the word how to be able to live successfully. My people are, God says, my people. He doesn't want his people destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. So, and this is what I'm saying. It's sort of like what they say about, you know, how a frog jumps into the water and, you know, how do they get boiled? It's very slowly. Because at first the water's just fine. It's getting a little hot. And after a while, it's a little hotter. After a while, it's hot. But it's too late. You it's affected your body. You can't even get out of the thing. You can't jump out of there. And that's how the enemy wants to work with us. Oh, you used to go to church all the time, hearing the word, but you know the word now, so you don't need to go hear the word. You just remember what you and you don't forget. You don't forgot 90% of what you learned anyhow. Because faith comes by hearing, present tense, hearing. Faith is coming right now because you're hearing the word. Faith comes by hearing, not by hearing the newspaper, not by hearing gossip, not by hearing something good. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the God kind of faith, which is the only kind of faith that's going to help you anyhow in a pinch. Mm-hmm. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So we need to be hearing, not having heard.
Can we turn to Mark 11? Because
yeah.
We just said something. Is the God kind of faith, and this is what's really
I would suggest
important.
These chapters that we're going to, you read the whole thing, maybe the whole book.
So it says here, because here's Jesus, you know, going about his day, and he sees a tree, a fig tree didn't have the
very
figs.
Well-known scripture.
Yeah, didn't have the figs. This is Mark 11, and
verse 21 or 22.
Jesus, we're going to go to I wanted to set it up, but we're going to go to, because I want you guys reading it. I want you to hear me, okay? But we'll go to 22. But anyway, so Jesus, you know, he cursed the fig tree. Most of you know this. And so here, the next day, his disciples are, you know, amazed. And it says in verse number 20, it says, now in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Now that's what how Jesus, he cursed the fig tree from the roots. And that's why when you are praying for, let's say you're sick or whatever, you need to curse the root of that disease.
Okay? Curse the root.
Very important. So, and I like to say, you know, I like, because sometimes you may not know really the what the root cause of that situation is. So I like to pray, you know, I come against this and I curse the root, yeah, the root cause of this situation. I'll say that. Okay. So anyway, and so they were amazed. And the fig tree, which curse has withered away. So that's what they say, look, Rabbi, oh, you know, Peter said. Go ahead.
I want to say in 2026, this is what's in my heart. God is saying it and he's bringing it back to me. It's going to be success, blessings, stuff happening overnight. Just like this. Will you hear it? And the next day, the blessing is there. I'm telling you, 26 is big. Okay?
We receive
and so
that
it's
in it, Jesus' they're, name.
Sort of like we, when I'm praying for people, we use that word suddenly in that song from Alvin Slaughter. Mm-hmm. Suddenly. Mm-hmm. You better get ready for suddenly.
Yeah.
This last month of this year is prep for next year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, praise God. How many of you receive that? Receive it in
Jesus'
name.
It's going to be quick. It's quick. It's overnight. So, just look for things to happen quick. Just quick. Just quick. And so that's what I wanted to make sure we get out of that.
So Peter, remembering, so we received that, said, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you have cursed has withered. So they're amazed.
Because it's overnight.
See, yeah, it's overnight, and they're amazed that his words worked in this situation. And see, we have to know what we say will work if our words are in line with the word of God. So Jesus answered and said to them, this is his response, and I love it because Jesus wasn't like, oh, well, thank you so very much. You know I'm so spiritual. And see, so many times we want so many accolades, you know. We need to just do this and be in this and do it all to please the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
So when people are amazed, you know, can you handle that? Laying hands on the sick and the person recovers. Do you want to take that glory? Because I'm the one that prayed for that person. So we have to be careful to make sure we keep that glory onto the Lord. Okay? So it says, so Jesus answered, said to him, have faith in God. This is, I wanted to get to this because we were talking about faith. Yes. And the God kind of faith. Remember I said, we have to have faith, but we have to have the God kind of faith.
Yeah.
So it says, have faith in God. And so when you study that out, it also means have the God kind of faith, okay?
The kind of faith God has.
The God of faith God has. And so we just found out what kind of faith he had. What did Jesus do? He cursed something to wither away, a tree, and it withered away because he believed his words will produce results.
Now, a lot of people don't like to grab that because it's a negative example from the standpoint of cursing something. But it's just showing that the word coming out of Jesus or Jesus' word works. The same word, he said, you know, be healed and people were healed. Or come to Peter and he walked on water. He's just showing that his word works.
And you probably say, well, that's Jesus.
Even in reverse as a curse.
I'm not Jesus, but the Holy Spirit's in you. So we have the power of the word of God, okay? And so if there's things, mountains we need removed, let's finish. It says, for surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain.
Whoever.
So that was a mountain to Jesus, that tree, that fig tree. So he's saying whatever is the challenge, whatever is big in your life, then curse that thing at the root. That's how you get delivered from drugs and alcohol and smoking and all this kind of,
that's right,
you know, stuff. You
curse
need to
that
curse
thing.
That thing at the root.
Yeah.
Amen? So I curse this nicotine in Jesus' name from
nicotine
my life.
Spirit,
the, yeah.
The drug
I call
the
it
drug
removed.
Spirit, this pharmakia.
Right.
Curse
says,
it.
It says, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt. See, that's the challenge. Does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done. He will have whatever he says. And you know, it's sort of like yesterday. We really believe. We said, we're going to get this iPad back.
Now, that could
and
have been
we believe
busted
not,
up.
And she said, no, let me tell you what she said. She said, well, you know, what do you call that? Ping? Ping?
Yeah, the ping.
She said, well, you know, those things are not accurate. This is what she said before she went to this place. So she says, sometimes, she said, in most cases, those are not accurate. And in most cases, she says, she's saying
she said
this
that.
To us. She said that it'll show this particular address, but it may be like four houses or four blocks down or whatever. And so that was what she was believing. But we believed
that's right.
that we were. This was the right place.
That's right. If I saw it
was
last
a
night,
house.
I'm seeing it now. That's it.
It was a house. No, this is what we believed.
Yeah,
and we didn't
confess.
We
it.
Didn't change. We were
we
talking to each
challenge
other.
Her.
And we wouldn't change what we said. And you responded to her by saying, well, my device is accurate.
Yeah.
That's what he said to her. She didn't worry about it. She just said, let me just go now. Okay. And so, but we believed that this person was at this location. We believed that it wasn't in no apartment and stuff, that this was the right place. And we said, we're getting this thing tonight. We are not
that's
leaving
right.
this area until we
I'm
get our
doing,
iPad.
Because we said,
and
if
I believe
we don't get
God
tonight,
honored,
that's it.
I believe God
it
honored that. So.
That's right.
Anyway, so I believe God honored that. And says, believes that those things he says, say
he says,
will be done. He will have whatever he
says.
So I'm just saying that either we believe the scripture or we don't believe the scripture.
Yes. Now, reader, we want you to come back and read more than six words. Okay. Romans chapter 1 and verse number 13.
Oh,
we're
going to
continue.
Roman.
Go back to that. I want you to read a little further here because there's some more we need
left.
To grab a hold of. Okay. Y'all with me?
Little time left.
Okay, so Romans chapter 1 and verse number 13. We want to continue.
Now, I heard last week you guys heard about what Christmas is all about, so that's good. So now we're back over here. So
thank
praise
you.
God for
Deacon
Simpson and Deaconess
right.
Felicia for handling service last week. I
They're
wanted
blessing.
To
what
just
a blessing.
Insert that. Come on, give them a good hand.
Praise
God.
All right, go right ahead, reader.
Now, I do not want you to be unaware,
ignorant,
brethren, that I often planned to come to you, but was hindered until now, that I might have some fruit among you also.
See what he cared about?
Just as among the other Gentiles.
Okay,
I am a debtor both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to wise and to unwise. So as much as in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are Romans also. For I am not ashamed of the
who
gospel.
Who are in Rome also.
Or who are in Rome also.
Yeah, thank you.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel
what?
Of Christ.
What'd you say?
For I am not ashamed of the gospel
What'd you
of Christ.
Say? What'd you say?
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
Say what?
For I am not ashamed of the gospel
Say
of Christ.
What?
I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
I'm trying to get this to be a confession and not just a reading. She's not ashamed of the gospel. You cannot be ashamed of the gospel. Because when you get ashamed of the gospel, you lose the power. You need the power that the gospel brings. You need the good news to be able to deliver for you.
And that's what gospel means.
That's what gospel means. That's what the word means. It's the gospel of Christ. It's not the gospel of Buddha. Sorry, Buddha. I'm sorry,
the
Buddha.
Good news
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Allah. It's not the gospel of Allah. It's Jesus Christ.
Christ.
We are not serving a pluralistic God. There
We're
are three, but there's one.
Christ meaning the
Jesus Christ.
One.
That's right. The anointed one with his anointing.
Yep.
That's who Christ is. It's not his last name. It's who he is. He's anointed. Okay, so read it again.
For I am not ashamed of the
gospel. Yeah, but see, I like the ownership.
I am not what now?
I am not ashamed.
See,
of the
I like the ownership that Paul put.
See, and we got to get that way too. And I don't mean go to work and get fired tomorrow, but I mean we can't be hiding from the fact that God is the one that blessed our lives. As raggedy as your life may be, He's still watching over you. You know, as messed up as it may be right now, He's still protecting you. You know, if you knew all the crazy stuff that was going on around you today, you'd be thanking God. You know, while we were sitting there waiting for the cops to show up, well, all day long, all I do is I tune in on my phone. I have an app to listen to the different jurisdictions of the police. And, you know, my dad taught me all this stuff. I mean, I did it all my life. He listened to it all the time. And but anyhow, and to hear the calls that's going on down the street from you, the people that the violence, the guns being pulled and stuff that's happening, and you don't even know it, and you driving by, and you just drove by the criminal. I mean, I believe we drove by this taxi cab.
We didn't think he was.
This yellow taxi went by us by the University of Washington. He had just took off, and we said, he's gone. We were waiting for the Seattle
remember,
police.
Remember, we didn't know it was a taxi cab.
But we didn't know. I saw a taxi go by. I said, maybe that was him.
We thought for sure it was a University of Washington student. Sorry, you guys. Sorry, Husky. But anyway.
Yeah.
Trying to make some money for his tuition. I mean, you know, your mind. See, that's what you have to capture.
I had
your
to
thoughts.
Repent. I had to repent. Yeah. I said so many bad things
about this
guy. Because
your mind just start going and going and going.
It's like, God, in Jesus' name, I come against the devil. He's just such the devil. What? Maybe he was,
well,
but he didn't act like it. Anyhow, so.
Just make sure.
Let's move on. I am not ashamed of the gospel. This is the last scripture we'll read.
For it is the what?
For it is the power of God.
Stop. It is the power of God. Now, unto salvation, but it's not just unto salvation. Don't
well,
stop
salvation
there.
Means.
Sozo.
S-O-Z-O, which means sozo, which means peace. Prosperity,
you're not done,
health. So when you say salvation, you're talking about peace, salvation. Think about what it's
prosperity.
Saying now. For it is the power of
nothing
God
missing,
to your peace you need, the salvation, eternal life, prosperity, health. Come on. It's the power of God to for your health,
that's right.
Your wealth,
protection.
Your peace. Your yep, sozo means protection. So it includes all that. So it's not just missing hell,
going to heaven.
Salvation encompasses all that.
Right.
So, yeah, praise God.
For I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Why? Because this is the power of God unto salvation. Continue. To everyone.
For everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek.
In other words, now let me just say this too. You're going to see that I'm going to bring us closer to understanding the Jewish connection to Christians in 26. You have to understand that you are an offspring of or a branch off of the Jewish nation or the Jewish people. And you need to be thankful for them. Okay. You Christians, this is why we need MTS, because a lot of us, we don't even understand our Christian heritage. If it wasn't Abraham,
the father of faith,
was not a Christian, he was a Jew. Now, he believed in God Almighty, and Jesus Christ came out of the lineage of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But see, we got to get...
We were engrafted
you gotta
get into this.
Yeah, you got to get excited
adopted
about
into
being
this.
Part of Israel. You're spiritual Israel. They are the physical Israel. And we should care about the Israelis.
You should show some more pictures.
I will. Yeah. We need to care more about the Jews. Now, there's a political stuff going on about hating the Jews and coming against the Jews and Palestinians and all this mess that's going on. It's just, it's Isaac and it's Ishmael fighting again. That's all it is. The child that he had out of wedlock with Hagar. This is his offspring, the Palestinians. most Muslims. And Abraham was Jewish. Isaac followed his father, Abraham. So you got to get this, that when we hear about Israel, you need to be praying for Israel. The Bible says, you will prosper that love thee. You pray for Israel. You pray for Israel. We're going to be giving more toward causes
and
for Israel.
And we're praying for Israel, the intercessory prayer people. They pray for Israel.
You got to get this.
For the peace of Israel.
It may not
says.
Mean nothing to you because you got to pay
it
your
says,
bills this week.
Pray for the peace of Israel.
But I'm telling you, Israel is very important.
They're always in war.
In the scheme of things.
Always in a battle. Always.
David was an Israeli.
Yeah.
Isaac, Jacob, Solomon. All these people you read about in the Bible. Jesus was a Jew. He was an Israeli. Okay? Now, we're not staying with their nation because they're spiritual Israel. Out of that came the Messiah, Jesus Christ, who is the Christ for everybody.
Yeah. That's why it says for the Jews first and also for the Greeks.
It's important. The Greeks represents the world.
Right.
The Jews represents the Jews. So it's, and Paul was called to both, really he was called to the world, to the Greeks, to the non-Jews more than anything, even though he was very well learned in Jewish culture.
And it says Gentiles in verse number 13, if you go back there, it says that I might have some fruit among you also just as among the other Gentiles. So those were the unbelievers,
right.
The
Well,
non-Jews.
You're talking about Rome. Rome was not a Jewish nation.
Right.
Okay,
right.
And when you're talking about Rome, in Italy, that wasn't necessarily Jewish. There were Jewish people there. Now, I need to say one more thing. I'm going to have you stop right there. Go ahead and read that last part of that last line
to
everyone that believes.
Go ahead and read for in it. No, she hasn't read for in it.
And I'm going to just say one thing and we're going to quit.
For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed.
You see that?
From faith to faith.
In it.
As
in
it is written, the just shall live by faith.
That's a powerful scripture.
And that's
scripture.
Living by this word. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is why we come to Bible study, because we want to get tanked up on the word, because we got to live.
Mm-hmm.
And so what am I going to live by? You're going to live by whining and complaining and fussing and having all this own stuff going back and forth.
That's why we come here, huh?
We come
to
here
learn
to
learn how to
that's
live.
Right. That's right. That's why we come here. Because this week you got to live again.
Yeah.
And so,
that is so true. Every day you have
faith.
To live.
Faith in the word of God. You can't live on faith off of other stuff, because the only thing that you can really put your faith in that will stand is the truth.
Yeah,
and Jesus
and
is
on
the
Sunday
truth.
We heard that from Pastor Don. Your faith is going to be challenged.
That's right.
It's your faith that's going to be tested.
And you decide.
So we need to tank up on faith, and that's by hearing the word of God. So that's why it's important to come to church. That's why church is important for us. It should never get boring and, do I have to go night again? But I like coming to our church. It's always exciting to me. We laugh, we talk, we just have things. You guys hear about pastor's iPad. You get insightful.
I will probably send them a Christmas card. I got his address. They're from India, though. I looked them up. Mm-hmm. They're from India.
Yeah, you could say thank you
so
for
he may not
holding
be a Christian,
it on
he may be.
If that was his heart.
But, let me say this,
you.
Too. It says the Jew first and also to the Greek. It talked about the Gentiles also. Now, I want to bring something across that a lot of us don't realize. And I'm not saying it for this reason. But there are quite a few, about 171,000 Ethiopian Jews. Black Jews. In fact, we're going to read a scripture here coming up that talks about Simon. Talks about Simon, who was the one that actually carried the cross for Jesus when Jesus fell down with the cross.
Mm-hmm.
He was a Cyrene, which means he was from northern Libya. And in northern Libya, you find people of color, but there was a lot of Jews that did come down from Israel or from the captivity that they were in and did reside there also. The Ethiopian Jews are very interesting, though. Those, especially the Ethiopian Christians, because there's a lot of Ethiopian Christians in Ethiopia. They have dug holes or caves in the side of mountains, and that's where a lot of them live. It's just look it up, Google it. It's just the most interesting thing when you study about the Ethiopian Jews. Now, these Jews that are part of Israel right now, they've gone in 1985, I think it was, or 95, and also in about 2003, I think it was. Anyhow, they've migrated, a bunch of them, because they were being persecuted over to Israel. And Israel passed a law to say, we accept them as Jews, because they believe in the Judaism or in the Jewish law.
Yeah.
And so it's important for you to know these things about, you know, because when
Egypt
we're talking
too,
about Jews.
And I just looked at, yeah, you know, Egypt too is in Africa. So the people were, when we think about, remember Moses went to Egypt to bring out the children of Israel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And so
a lot of this, you got to understand, there's a lot, the whole world is involved with the things of God. It's not just the Jews and the Christians in America.
Yeah.
The whole world. And when you go, like we've gone to Ephesus and we've been to, you know, we went to Mars Hill, we went to...
You have pictures of Rome, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
We need to show that.
I'll bring all that stuff.
Yeah.
But anyhow,
Margaret will do that.
But you gotta get this. This is when you realize that the whole world is affected by what you believe and what you preach. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And going over to the Middle East, which we'll probably schedule a trip to take our congregation and those that watch our television or whatever to go over with us. It's amazing to be able to go over there and see these places. It's just really amazing. It really is.
Yeah,
so it's time for us to close tonight.
Yes. Come on, let's praise the Lord.
Did you receive something tonight?
Hey, why don't we say this? Because it says the just shall live by faith. So why don't we stand up and make a declaration? Say, I walk by faith and not by sight.
And not by sight.
Say, I will
live my life
by faith
in God
in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, put your hands together and let's bless the Lord about that.
Thank you, Father.
Praise God.
Father, we seal this
word.
We
shall live by faith.
We seal this word, yes, that we received, and we thank you, Lord, that you, yes, fed us faith again.
Yes.
We came and you give us the same thing that we need consistently, and thank you, Lord, for a good meal once again.
Yes.
We receive it, God.
Receive
Let
it.
Us not forget it. Commit it to our memory. Holy Spirit, mm-hmm, help us to remember these things, mm-hmm, and help us to be able to use it for all of our lives in every way. We thank you, Father, that you give us this wisdom, that we are not destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. We're receiving your knowledge consistently in Jesus' name. We cancel the work of the enemy in our lives. We thank you, Lord, this word has first place in our lives. In Jesus' name we call it done. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Come on, give God praise once again and thank him.